This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking and looking at the new season for the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. And I can't wait to find out all the great things that are going to be happening for concerts this year with the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. The Executive Director of ASO, Libby Watson's here with us once again. Welcome back, Libby.
Hi, good evening, Dale. Thanks for having us.
And it's good to have you here. And the ASO Conductor and Music Director, Bruce Kiesling.
Dale, it's fantastic to be with you once again.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on and looking towards an exciting new concert season that's going to be coming up. Just to first off, right away, Libby, to say that as we go along, if people are thinking about, I would like to go to that particular concert, they should get their tickets right away, right?
Yeah, now is the time. Subscriptions are available, and you can hop online to our website, adriansymphony.org, to check out the various subscription packages that provide you with several benefits as a subscriber to the season. But also, single tickets are also on sale right now. So if there's just one concert that has piqued your interest and maybe you'll think about others later, single tickets are available online as well. adriansymphony.org is the website. And we're always there to help as well by phone at 517-264-3121.
Excellent. Yeah, so keep that in mind as you're hearing about these concerts coming up or you want to take advantage of some of the packages that you have too.
Yeah,
that'll be nice as well. So, Bruce, you've got a great lineup of concerts again this year.
Absolutely. You know, it seems like every year we try to say, oh, this is such a great collection of concerts. But I think, you know, when we put these concerts together, we're really trying to choose music that's going to resonate with our audience, of course, the concerts that they're going to absolutely love, and to show a really tremendous variety of music across our concert season. So there are concerts for people who, you know, who like classical music as it's very narrowly defined. But if you look at the whole season, I think you'll find that pretty much any kind of music that you're into, if you are a music lover, here at the Adrian Symphony, we have something for you. And certainly this is no exception to that rule for us.
Okay, well, we're going to be starting off with the first concert coming up in October, Bruce?
That's right. It's around the corner here. This is our film concert. Has traditionally been in February, and it's been a massive success for us there. And so this season, to just change things up a little bit, we're actually opening our season of concerts with our movie concert, and this year we're calling it Epic Soundtracks Live. And so these are some of those movie scores that are just big, gigantic music. The best example I can think of is King Kong is going to be out here. So we're going to do some wonderful music from King Kong, but also some other really great films, Lord of the Rings and Back to the Future, Gladiator, and some of these just larger than life epic movie scores. And if you've been a fan of the Adrian Symphony, you know, you've noticed that we've played a lot of music of John Williams in the past couple of years. We've done some tributes to Star Wars, some Harry Potter concerts as well. And on this program, we actually are not playing any John Williams music because we feel like we love that music. The orchestra likes playing it. Audiences love hearing it. But there's some wonderful music that we haven't been able to explore when we're only doing Star Wars or we're only doing Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And so we've been saving up all of those things that we thought, oh, it would be great to do, you know, music from Charade, some of this wonderful Henry Mancini music or something. And so all of those are going to go on to this great program here. So if you think, oh, I've been to the movie concert before, you haven't heard any of this music yet. So we're really glad to include it. And we know that the audience is going to love this. And, you know, just the other day, speaking of Charade, somebody was telling me that they were so excited when they heard that we were doing that music and talked about the opening sequence of that. Which is just, it's a fantastic score. And everything on that program is going to be magnificent, exciting music. And I'll also mention that we're doing a collection of songs from James Bond films, because those are so much an iconic part of those, you know, just like the biggest artists of the year would be the ones they choose to do Goldfinger or For Your Eyes Only or all those different songs. And so we're going to do four different songs, little highlights of these four of these wonderful tunes from James Bond movies with a wonderful singer coming down from Ann Arbor, Riley Hahn. She'll be performing with us.
That's
going to be great. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be Sunday, October the 5th at 3 p.m.
Correct.
Then we go to another Sunday concert next month in November.
Yeah, so our fall concerts are always on Sunday afternoons, or pretty much always. And this one in November kicks off the classical part of our season. And there's a wonderful symphony on here called Sibelius' Second Symphony. And this is just one of those epic, beautiful, rich, warm, symphonic works. And, you know, we do a lot of program music. And we've come through a great season of Stravinsky.
Yes.
And a great season of Copland. Mm-hmm. So program music, meaning music that tells a story. But we haven't been able to play just some classic symphonies. And so we're so glad to be able to play one of the absolute greatest in this wonderful piece by Sibelius, a 20th century composer from Scandinavia and from Finland specifically. And boy, it's going to be absolutely great. We're hiring a few extra string players to get that really Ooh. Rich, buttery, beautiful string sound.
Nice.
And opening this concert is a piece by Gala Flagello. She's a composer who's been here to Adrian before. She's going to come back, so she'll introduce her piece. And then a great pianist, Rodolfo Leone. He'll be playing Ravel's Piano Concerto, this magnificent French and exciting, colorful piece, kind of inspired by Rhapsody in Blue. I often think those pieces fit very well together. So that's our kickoff of our classical program.
Sunday, November 16th at 3 p.m.
Exactly.
Then we move into a very popular program every single year in December.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, along with our February program, probably the other concert that sells the most tickets and the biggest variety of ages and people in our audience is our holiday program, which has become a real holiday tradition. This year we're calling it Holidays in Harmony, and that's on Saturday evening, December 13th. And again, as usual, kind of this cavalcade of fantastic music for the holiday season. You know, when you turn on the radio that time of year, when you're listening here to WLEN, we hear all this great variety of music. You know, whether a little bit of classical, a little bit of pops, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of this, and you hear that on the radio, you're going to hear that live, played by our 60-piece orchestra. Great singers, great choirs, a little bit of everything, and so we know that'll be a lot of fun. And a nice way to take a break from all the stress of the season and be back with some great holiday music.
And hearing it perform live, like you mentioned, there's nothing like it, Bruce.
I always say that, you know, people are like, oh, I love this music. You know, I hear it online or I hear it in the movies when I'm sitting watching the film. No, to hear it live in the room, it's even better.
It is.
And it really, it's hard to explain to what that is because, you know, if you're not there, you don't know how great it can be.
Absolutely. Then we get into the February concert.
Yeah, so this is a new program for us. Something, as I said, we've done a little bit of everything.
Yep.
But not this. At least not since I've been the music director. We haven't done a lot of Broadway.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited because this concert falls on Friday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. And it's, we just think it's a great opportunity to do a Broadway love songs program. So if you're looking for a date night for Valentine's weekend, come to the symphony. You're going to hear some wonderful duets and a few solos and about all kinds of love. So yes, there'll be some romantic love and some of those great, great Broadway love songs, not only from those new things that we love that are on Broadway now, but also some great old things, a little combination of each, but also songs about friendship, songs about, you know, families, mothers to their own children.
Sure.
It'll be a sort of different kinds of love all celebrated on this program, and we know it's going to be absolutely magnificent. Once again, we'll have singers from the University of Michigan Musical Theater Program.
Wonderful.
Really considered one of the best, certainly in the country, if not the world, some wonderful singers. And we've had a handful of them over the years.
Yeah.
We'll have a nice collection of at least four singers come down. So they'll be singing in different combinations and solos, which we know will be a real hit.
Absolutely. February 13th at 7:30 p.m. Now, the March concert that you'll have planned.
Yeah, so I mentioned all those great programmatic works that we've done in previous seasons with Stravinsky and Copland.
Yeah.
But there is one really popular work that audiences absolutely love and adore that we haven't had a chance to do in the last 9 years that I've been the music director, and that is Elgar's Enigma Variations. And so this idea of the Enigma Variations is that each of these short movements, some of them are like 35 seconds long, some are like 2 minutes long. So there's a whole collection. I think there's 15 total. These different variations are a variation on a theme, but you never know what the theme is.
So
that's why it's an enigma.
Yeah.
And there's been lots of conjecture over the years. The composer never told anyone what the theme was, but he said that this is a variation on this tune. But it's you can't really tell what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't know. Lots of people said it was like, you know, God Save the Queen. Halloween, some other things. Like there have been all these,
musicologists
need something to do. So they've been all kinds of writings about what it might be. Who knows? There are a couple of leading theories, but we really don't know. And so he has an original theme that varies that. And so you hear that theme over and over, and that you can tell. But that theme itself is a variation on some tune that we would all know. It could be Happy Birthday. It could be something, who knows. But a tune that he said everyone would know this theme, and he took it to his grave. We really don't know what
it is. Oh, my gosh.
And each of these short movements is a musical vignette that's an illustration of people he knew. So friends of his, he's like, oh, this is my friend Sarah, and this is how she is. And 30 seconds of music about Sarah. This one, oh, it's slower and more ponderous. Even his dog is represented in there because he's like, oh, this dog had a little bell on its collar. And so the triangle back there, he goes a little diggity.
Oh, yeah.
That comes in. Audiences always love that part.
Yeah.
But it's taken as a whole, it's just this epic sweeping piece, and you get all wrapped up in it. And just one of the great, great works for orchestra. And I've wanted to do it for a long time. And we're very excited, too, to have the first cellist I think we've had since I've been the music director in this world-class cellist, Sterling Elliott, will be coming here and playing Elgar's cello concerto with us.
Wow. Then, and that's going to be on Friday, March 13th, 7:30. Now, for the May concert, this is something interesting. Celebrate America, huh?
Yeah, we're coming up next summer will be the 250th anniversary of the United States of America.
That's
1776,
right.
And here we are in 2026. And so we are joining our voice as part of this celebration with a Celebrate America program, doing some fantastic music of Gershwin, of Hanson, of Charles Ives, of Aaron Copland. We just did our big Copland season, and we had a few people say, wait a minute, how can you do Copland and not do Fanfare for the Common Man? That great, great brass work, very, very short. But now, as I say, hold your breath, because if you go back now in May of this year, that's the one piece we didn't get to squeeze into our Copland celebration. So here in May of 2026, we will get to include that along with a magnificent performance of the Gershwin Concerto in F. This is sort of the grown-up Rhapsody in Blue. After Rhapsody in Blue premiered, the conductor of the New York Philharmonic was in the audience that night, and he went to Gershwin right away afterward and said, I want to commission a concerto from you, because Rhapsody in Blue was so special. And this is the piece that resulted. So the concerto in F, and Robert Cano Smith, just a magnificent pianist. And then we'll also have a little bit of John Philip Sousa to wrap up the evening. So really going to be a great, great concert of some wonderful American music.
Absolutely. Can't wait for that. Now, to finish off the season for the 2025-26 season, my music, the Motown sound.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's something for everybody.
You
got
it.
Whatever kind of music you're into. And it's often in this June slot that we find music that's the most recent that we include as part of our season. And we've wanted to do a Motown concert for several years. And we finally able to get the right artists to come in at the right time of the year for us, etc. And we're so excited about this. The Motown sound is coming, this group that's coming in. And it's a group of girls and a group of guys. So well, they'll take turns going back and forth, playing all the hits, then with the choreography, with the everything about it. And I think there's a group of like 9 backing musicians. So it's going to be really, really well done. This isn't like, a guy on a piano and a bass player. No, this is going to be the full production, the costumes, everything that we know our audience is just going to have a fantastic time that night as we wrap up this great 25-26 season.
Bruce, I'm going to be in my element.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be in my element. Motown is my music, I tell you.
Too. I love it. And I think, again, it just fits into this idea of great American music.
Yes.
What's more American than that? This great, unique sound that came from Detroit, of course.
Yeah.
And it's all part of it. The orchestrations, the arrangements, the dancing, the presentation, those wonderful costumes.
Yes.
All of it is part of what makes it great. And we know that this group is going to be the right group to do it well.
I can't wait. Boy, I can't wait. And I can't wait for this season. What a great lineup that you have for us, Bruce.
Well, we're really excited about it. We think it's a great collection of things. And as we said, something for everybody.
Yes.
So we hope that people will subscribe to the whole program, of course, because say, I may not know a lot about classical music yet, but there's just a couple concerts of that. Or I love film music. I can't wait to go to opening night there and to hear how great the orchestra sounds in this big extra strings in November. So a little bit of something for everybody. And whether it's one concert or all of our programs that you attend, we know you're going to have a great time.
So they should get their tickets right now, Libby.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of times people will say, oh, I want that aisle seat. And we'll say, sorry, that went a long time ago. So now's the time to check out the seat map. You could go online, select your concerts, select your seats. We have great affordable prices for all of our tickets, as low as $25 in the economy section. There's extra discounts for seniors and for students. So there's no reason not to be there. And
absolutely.
By goodness, why haven't you gotten your tickets yet?
That's right.
Hop online and get those secured now. You'll want to also check out the subscription packages, because there's additional discounts and benefits that are offered to ticket buyers and subscribers in particular. So hop online. AdrianSymphony.org is the website. Our phone number is 517-264-3121, and we're ready to answer any and all of your questions.
Like I said, it's going to be another great season for the Adrian Symphony Orchestra, Libby.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I know it's going to be spectacular.
Absolutely. It sure, and it is going to be. There's no doubt about it, at once again. So thanks to you, Bruce, for lining up such a great program of great concerts.
Absolutely. That's what we try to do, because we really want our community here, our audience members, to enjoy everything that we're doing at the Symphony.
Absolutely. And there's nothing like being right there, hearing it done live, right? In front of you. So once again, thanks so much, Libby Watson, Executive Director. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Dale. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. And the music director, Bruce Kiesling. Once again, thank you so much, my friend.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.